Hello, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Justine.
And this is the Cozy Co-op.
Nights.
Are you going to do that every time?
It's night.
The sun is still out, I think.
At 9:30. I guess it's going down.
Oh my, wow. I didn't realize what time it was.
Because you were playing games.
How dare I? This is the Cozy Co-op, a podcast where a games journalist and a creative writer talk about video games. Hello, Justine.
Hi, Brandon.
How are you?
I'm really excited to do a podcast with you tonight.
I can tell you've got enthusiasm, whereas I'm mentally dying.
Yeah, he wants to be playing Fallout.
No, I'm dying because I've racked my brain the past 5 days.
Oh, yeah. I did tell you, dear listeners, that our beautiful Brandon was going to be a little strung out today.
I am mentally fatigued,
yeah, for sure.
But E3 is over, more or less. All the big news blurbs. Small things are still happening.
Did you like covering it?
It was a good time. I liked it. The fact that I had a day job to go to as well made it a bit rougher.
Well, you did
also,
tell
Also, Saturday.
Me.
No. Sunday. Sunday kicked my ass.
Shh. Watch your mouth.
I think that one's okay to say.
No swearing.
Oh my god. So we're talking about Minecraft. But before we talk about Minecraft, I got... I've got news. Now, as people who are keeping up may know, E3 happened last weekend.
And did it?
I had to cover it. Lord knows I could not pick 3 things out of this whole thing to talk about.
Yeah, Brandon has a list of about 50 things sitting in front of him right now.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do instead is...
read them all really fast, like the disclaimer dudes at the end of commercials.
I thought about that. Instead of picking topics and expanding on them, I'm literally just going to say what they are.
Okay.
So, we start with E3, happened Saturday. More Battlefield 5 footage.
No, EA.
I said E3, didn't I?
You did say E3.
It's been a long week.
This is EA.
EA. Start out, Battlefield 5 footage, Origin Access Premiere, which is kind of like a Netflix of video games,
mm-hmm.
rivaling Game Pass. More sports games 2019. Star Wars Battlefront 2 is getting some updates focusing on the Clone Wars. Unravel 2 was announced. Sea of Solitude, an indie game, has been announced. Command & Conquer Rivals is a mobile game that people are upset about. Anthem, we got some more footage of that.
Meh.
Then we hit over to Microsoft. That one killed me. Oh my god, they were just announcing world premiere after world premiere. It was exhausting. They announced Halo Infinite. What that is, we don't know yet.
Oh, I was about to say, wasn't there already Halo Infinite, but that was Bioshock.
Yes, it's Bioshock Infinite. Ori and the Will of the Wisps, a sequel. Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, Japanese, Feudal Japan.
Is it Ori and the Will of the Wisps?
Yes.
Is that exactly what that is?
Yes.
Okay.
I made sure. Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, a Feudal Japan-themed gameplay from, of Dark Souls fame. The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit is a free thing coming from the Life is Strange developers set in the Life is Strange universe. Apparently it connects Life is Strange Season 1 and 2 together, but we don't know how. Metro Exodus, new Metro game, takes surface side, bunch of stuff. Forza Horizon 4, a seasonal open world racing game, as in the game changes seasons, not like Season 1.
Yeah.
The Division 2, we saw some footage of that. Devil May Cry 5 was announced. Cuphead has an expansion called The Delicious Last Course. Jump Force is Super Smash Bros. Anime Edition. Dying Light 2 was announced, and we saw some footage of that. Just Cause 4 was formally announced, even though it was leaked 3 different ways prior. Gears of War Funko Pop Edition is going to be a mobile game that happens. And then there's going to be Gears of War Tactics, a turn-based strategy game. And then they announced Gears of War 5,
mm-hmm.
coming to consoles. Also, Battletoads was announced?
Yeah, I heard about that
I don't
one.
Know what's going on there. They didn't really expand. Now we've got Bethesda. They gave more details on Rage 2, including a live performance by Andrew WK. It was only a little bit awkward. Doom Eternal, which is being phrased as a Doom sequel, quote-unquote Doom Hell on Earth again.
Okay.
So that's happening.
Doom,
I'm excited.
More Hell on Earth.
I really liked Doom. So.
Further Hell.
Prey is getting an update with a bunch of new game modes, including a prop hunt mode and VR support for some of these modes, as well as a DLC where you have to escape the moon with procedurally generated roguelike style, blah, blah. Wolfenstein Youngblood is a Wolfenstein spinoff featuring... Oh, what's his name? B.J. Blazkowicz?
Okay.
His twin daughters at the co-op game.
Y'all, we're halfway through.
Elder Scrolls Blades, the mobile Elder Scrolls game coming from Bethesda, coming to consoles and PC in the future.
I might actually get that one. They said it was...
It's going to be free.
Yeah, they said it was free, but it's also like the finest mobile game I've ever heard advertised, so... I'm wondering what you're going to buy in it.
Where's the catch? Fallout 76, they expanded on that. It is an open-world multiplayer game. It's like online, you play with other people. Set in West Virginia, there's the Mothman and a bunch of other cryptids. Polygon had a cool video showing off this cryptid has this origin.
Yeah.
Starfield is going to be presumably a sci-fi space RPG to come from Bethesda.
I'm so excited.
I'm actually very excited for this one, too.
It's lit. Okay.
They haven't said anything other than it's called Starfield, and then, like, they had a shot of...
A new thing. Like, a new IP. A whole new thing.
This is the first new IP from Bethesda Game Studios in, like, 20 years.
I've honestly not seen a new series game from anyone in a while.
Well, speaking of old series games, they also announced Elder Scrolls 6.
Yep.
There's going to be a 6. It's going to be a long, far time away. Now we got to Square Enix. They showed off some new stuff about Shadow of the Tomb Raider. They announced a new game called Babylon's Fall, and they announced a new game called The Quiet Man, which I guess is about a guy who's deaf. Then there's Ubisoft, who did some stuff with Just Dance 2019. She's getting giddy because I'm about to talk about Beyond Good and Evil 2, the new cinematic video for that one.
I'm so the last cinematic trailer, y'all, I was like, I don't know, guys, because this doesn't feel like a Beyond Good and Evil game to me. I have no idea what's going on. And then this trailer happened, and I was like, it connects!
It connects.
I'm so hype, you guys. It's my favorite game.
Trials has a new game called Trials Rising. Mario and Rabbids has a Donkey Kong DLC coming up. There's a new creepy VR game called Transference. Star Fox is going to make a cameo appearance in Starlink Battle for Atlas. For Honor has an update called Marching Fire. And we saw a bunch of Assassin's Creed Odyssey gameplay.
I'm super hyped for that one, too.
Oh, yeah. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, by the way. That's a thing confirmed happening.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey is the thing moving into the BioWare section of my heart currently.
Did we confirm if it was Greek or Roman?
Well, the Odyssey is a Greek story, and Spartans are Greek, so...
I think they... Are Spartans Greek?
Yes, we talked about this yesterday.
Okay. And then we have Nintendo, the last thing. They announced Super Mario Party for the Switch. Xenoblade 2 has DLC. A new Fire Emblem game called Fire Emblem Three Houses.
I'm guessing there's three houses.
I'm guessing Game of Thrones probably had some influence here.
Oh.
Because, you know, a battle
or
of houses.
Harry Potter.
No.
There's houses in a lot of things.
I mean...
I have a house.
This is about how, like, struggles between houses. Not, like, which sorting hat have you been given.
There were some struggles. Did you read Harry Potter?
Fortnite is coming to the Nintendo Switch, which is funny because PlayStation is blocking people from playing it on Nintendo Switch.
Whoa.
I won't expand on that one. We don't got time. Hollow Knight's coming to the Switch. The Octoling expansion, the first DLC for Splatoon 2, has released today.
Wednesday,
yeah. Super Smash Bros. Its official title is called Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Heck yeah.
It has a number of changes. We saw a lot of gameplay. Splatoon, Inklings, are characters, and they also announced Ridley, the antagonist from Metroid 2B. A playable character. Also, it's releasing on December 7th of 2018.
I've never played a Smash game except for, like, once or twice at a party, and even I'm getting hype about this one, so...
I'm very excited.
I'm just getting swept along.
I'm looking forward to this one. That has been E3. There's other things I didn't bother bringing up because there's just too much of it.
Count your blessings, dear listeners. Okay, so now that we are 11 minutes in, You got that in under the wire.
See? I'm professional.
Now we're going to talk about Minecraft.
Now, I feel like, you know those movies where, like, it follows the story of some washed-up dude in his late 30s, how he used to be good at something, but now he's not. And, like, he's having to come to terms with that when he's reintroduced.
Is this you playing Minecraft?
This is me playing Minecraft.
No, you're still better than me.
I stopped playing Minecraft in the adventure update.
What is that? Is that when the adventure mode
was
in?
That's what I'm talking about. It's so long ago, some people just don't know about it.
Well, okay, that's not really a fair estimate because I play a lot of Minecraft, but I don't get in deep with Minecraft, and I also play it, like, on and off. So I played it in high school and then didn't again for several years and then got back into it, and so I just don't know.
See, I got into Minecraft, I think it was, like, within the second year of its development.
Mm-hmm.
This was back, they had just introduced Lapis Lazuli as a material. They didn't have nearly as many biomes as they did. They didn't have nearly as...
I remember there being fewer biomes. That's all I remember when I first started playing.
They had two different waves of, like, biome updates.
Mm.
There's one that was, like, early on, and then another that was fairly recent.
I remember the Grasslands one is more recent.
I stopped playing around when the second biome expansion happened. So, yeah, I've been playing Minecraft way, way early times.
Yeah.
And I kind of fell off the wagon after a point.
Yeah, you told me that Notch used to be your hero.
Hell yeah, the dude, I mean, he's not...
Can you expand upon this for me, please?
I
want to hear about Little Brandon.
Little Brandon?
Little Brandon with his little coding genius.
I mean, funny enough, he's still not my number one developer, even back then. Can you guess who my number one game guy was?
Todd Howard.
Todd Howard.
Todd Beth Esda Howard.
Todd Howard is my dude.
Why did he name it Bethesda?
Because that's where the place... He didn't make Bethesda.
Did he not?
He's not the CEO. He doesn't own it. He's just a game director.
Oh. I don't know anything.
He's a very big, like, he got the Game Industry Legend Award, not back. He's a very major proponent, and probably the reason Bethesda's a big deal it is today.
This is absolutely
but, like,
nothing that we're talking
he's
about.
He's a game
right
director.
Now.
I don't, okay. He ain't CEO. I think Pete Wentz is. No, that's the...
What?
Not the guitarist. I think his name's actually Pete Wentz, though. Wentz, maybe? Not the musician.
Not the Fallout Boy?
Not the Fallout Boy,
okay.
No. He's the guy that made fun of Walmart.
Okay, that's not hard, but all right. So,
So I'm old school. You want to talk to me about, like, Redstone?
Ooh, yeah,
I am
dude
real good
knows
at,
his stuff about
I'm real
Redstone.
Good
he's
at
a
Redstone.
Minecraft engineer.
Ooh, you make me sound so...
Because,
serious.
Well, here's the thing, ladies and gents, and variations thereupon.
Nice. Good save.
No, that's, that was something I heard in Doctor Who, and it's stuck with me ever since. But we have a couple of Minecraft worlds now. When we first started dating, I wanted him to play Minecraft with me, because I got back into it again. Do every few months, I'll get back on
Minecraft.
You
play on console, by the way.
Yes, yeah. I play on Xbox 360. So, he has played on PC.
Yes.
Which is vastly different.
I had it on mobile, too.
I have it for PC.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I did not know that.
But my computer doesn't like it, so...
Yeah, I get that.
So... We have, like, the first world that we built together was Mineral.
I always, like, the first thing I, like, whenever I'm naming a town, that's what I go for. I just call it Mineral.
So, he came in, I think I'd already found a village when he came in. And so we just kind of built the house next to the village, and we've been using that as kind of a jump-off point. There's only two villages in that entire world. It makes me so sad.
And that still throws me off, because the Xbox is a never-changing hardware. You know exactly how powerful it is.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas PC is ever going. In the PC game, there's no walls. There's no limits. There's people, they will just travel in one direction for hours finding what they want. Whereas if it doesn't spawn in the area in your world, you just don't have it.
Yeah, so we've run into a couple issues with mineral where, like, the town, there's just one villager in there now. I think all the rest, like, got killed by monsters or something.
I don't know what happened to them.
Which is really weird, because I did put doors on all of the houses. I did make sure to do that. Yeah, there's just one left, so I don't think that place is going to repopulate, which makes me really sad. I liked all my villager friends. I traded with them a lot. And we also have not found any nether wart.
Ever. I truly don't think there is any in there.
So we just have none of that. So we decided to set up a new world.
Which is funny, like, because we'd rather play a new world than...
Well, we can go back to the other
just
one.
Cheat. Give ourselves the stuff.
Because, well, okay, so on the 360, if you go into a world in creative mode, that's when you stop getting, like, any achievements or anything for that world, which is, like, fine. We've set up a new world that has a whole ton of stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we could do that if you wanted. Go in creative mode, plant some nether wart, and go back out.
Yeah, I mean...
Put some more villagers in.
What necessity decrees?
So, we've probably gotten a bunch of the achievements anyway. But this new one that we set up... Also, I'm like a total... I'm trying not to swear here.
Good.
I'm a total, like...
I'm trying not to make the joke.
I love texture packs. I keep buying more texture packs.
Oh, and you've not even seen the high-res ones.
I've seen the high-res one. You showed me.
Have I?
Yes. With the pretty water and
stuff? Nah, those are shaders.
Okay. Well, so I like to buy a lot of texture packs, and what they've been doing recently is a series of mythology mashup packs.
Oh, yeah.
So, I've been buying... I have, I think, all of them except the Norse one, which I'm probably going to get next time I get paid.
Of course.
I have the Egyptian one, I have the Greek one, I have the Chinese one. And they just came out with the Egyptian one. I haven't done the Norse yet, which I think I'm going to get that one instead of the Skyrim mashup pack, because it's... I mean...
It's so bizarre to me, because, yeah, on PC, you don't buy texture packs.
You just download mods.
You just get them. There's texture pack support and everything.
Oh.
But people just make them themselves and then they share them online. Or you could make your own if you wanted.
Well, I like...
You've seen my character skin on PC. It was a character skin of myself made.
Yeah, that's true.
Of me.
So, I really like to get those texture packs because I love, especially... So my favorite thing to do in Minecraft, you guys, is to go in into a brand new world in creative mode and just build a ton of stuff. And as I am a writer, a creative writer, I have lots of these little worlds that are in my head. And that's why I think that's the reason that I love Minecraft as much as I do. Because, you know, you do it in survival mode. It's a farming simulator. And we know how much I love farming simulators.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go in creative world, I can literally build the fantasy worlds that are in my brain. Now, you know, it gets harder when you get into sci-fi territory, but that's what texture packs are for.
Absolutely.
I have built a spaceship that's up in the sky. So I build castles and stuff. So one of the areas, one of the worlds I built is very medieval kind of world. So I have in the snowy mountain biome, I have the castle and the tribal village that's nearby. Oops, I just hit all of your hangers.
Oh my god, I just figured out how to make an elevator.
With pistons?
I'll get into this later. I'll let you finish what you said.
And then there's a treehouse village in the jungle biome, and then there's a marsh village, and
You made treehouse village?
Yes.
Okay.
And... Yeah, which is funny, because you know how I said there's like a just terrible lack of villages in the worlds that we build in survival mode?
Yeah.
In all of my creative mode worlds, there's like a surplus. There's like three in all of them, and they're in very accessible places. So, yeah, I think the medieval one has three villages, which I've, you know, I don't do much with those. And then I think the sci-fi one has two. One or two, I can't remember. Oh, it's two. One of them is a minecart stop. The other one is right outside the research facility. So that's what I just love it. I can go all over the planet and then populate it, basically, like put buildings everywhere, and fill it with villagers if I choose. And then I can make it look, I mean, it might not be a sensible build. There's my desert palace, Narsing Da, which should be familiar to you because I put it in our D&D
Recycling campaign. Names.
Yeah, it's the whole place, really.
I mean, I just said how I name everything mineral, so.
Yeah, so there's the big desert palace and the village that I built outside of it. And none of the buildings have doors because that wasn't part of my aesthetic at the time.
Just passageways?
They just have a doorway.
Okay.
And because it looks cool with the sandstone, with everything all rounded out and just kind of...
That makes sense.
So, yeah, I build things for aesthetic. Even in survival, like, I don't know if you've noticed looking at our house in mineral, but, like, I totally built it for creature comforts. I built it way bigger than, you know, it was necessary, and I put carpets in it and flowers everywhere and furniture as well as I could. And stuff like that.
I have the opposite problem in that, and I have this problem with almost all sandbox games, is I will neglect my home, like, beauty for the sake of, like, utilitarianism.
Yeah. So, God. Your Stardew Valley farm is just 100% melons.
Yeah. Well, it's like the reason why the inside of my house is basically just random things splayed about. Yeah. I put no effort into decorating my home. However, I have put chests in there, multiple, because I need more things to store.
But if you look at my house in Stardew Valley, like the one that has all the money and like I've gotten the community center and stuff.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous, and I definitely invested in the unlimited wallpaper and furniture options,
I'm sure.
So I can furnish my house however I wish.
I didn't even realize Stardew Valley houses could look that good.
Yeah, I'm really good at what I do.
Because like my problem is... Oh, I have a furnace. I'll just pop a hole out of the wall, and it'll just put a furnace there. And then, like, oh, now I need two more. Pop more holes out. Oh, I need a magic enchanting table.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll just dig out a new room real quick, and now I have this room made of stone because I dug it out of underground because I didn't feel like building walls. And
yeah. The one that I set up recently in my own independent survival game is less pretty because I had literally nothing to work with. There's no villages or anything. Yeah. So I had to build something quickly.
That's what I like going to villages because I'll just commandeer a house.
That's what I did in Mineral. Remember, we lived in a couple of the houses for a bit while I built the house.
I recall.
But yeah, then I had set up all the fences for the livestock and everything. And then once we'd everything established, so I had the vegetable garden, we had, some of every animal, we had the house all built. Then I was like, okay, now I'm going to build a barn, which is entirely unnecessary because clearly the fences were doing the job just fine. But I decided that we had to have a barn. So I built all that. And moved the animals over there one by one with the leads.
I helped a little.
Yeah. Oh, that makes me sad about our corduroy, the one that is not mineral.
The Egyptian town?
Yeah. I used that's why I started talking about the mashup packs, because we did this one entirely in the Egypt mashup skin.
Yeah, we used the skins. I was alligator people.
No, just you.
I was alligator.
Yeah,
people.
I was Bastet. Yeah, because it comes with all the skins.
I do give them credit. They give you a wide variety of skins.
Well, that's with the mashup packs. I don't know if all of the texture packs come with a bunch of bonus stuff. So if you like, mashup packs are more expensive than just texture packs, because just texture packs is just everything looks different. But when you get a mashup pack, you get skins. You get, like, there's different music. And then you can do, like, an actual, like, there's a game set up already.
Oh, like an adventure mode style thing?
Kind of. I don't know what adventure mode is, because I haven't tried it out, but if you just...
Adventure mode is you cannot destroy or place blocks. It's used to live out an adventure, not build and craft.
I don't know if that's what it is, because I hadn't tried to destroy or create blocks. But,
It's meant to be just a preset world.
It's just beautiful. I did the Egyptian one, and it's just all these towering buildings and stuff. It's amazing.
To think that it was somebody's job to make
all of that. I can't even believe it. Because I have a hard time staying focused on a castle, like one castle. And you've seen my castles. They can get pretty nice and big, but...
People will be absolutely crazy. You know, they made, like, a scale model of, what was it, Sweden?
Yeah, and there's been, like, scale models of Game of Thrones cities and stuff like that.
The amount of detail and, like, commitment people have put into Minecraft. I can't say much.
I do love it. Like, I think it's a good game because it's simple. Like, there's no story, really. You do whatever you want. It's definitely a choose-your-own-adventure kind of game. Super sandboxy.
Oh, yeah.
And I keep in my head whenever I play it, I keep comparing it to Stardew Valley. Cause yeah, I like just going and farm. But,
which I find just so funny. Of all the games to compare to Stardew Valley, Minecraft normally isn't one.
Well, you do all the same stuff. You farm, you mine, you get a lot of similar things, you customize all your stuff. There's just no, like, you can talk to villagers and give them stuff, and they'll give you other stuff. There's a lot of creative freedom involved in it. I think that's why I like it so much.
That's why I like it, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that, yeah, I can do whatever I want, and then there's a lot of things there for me to do.
I love making my worlds in creative mode and then going back in survival and living in them is the best.
Yeah, I used to love checking out all their new features every time. Like, I'd get really invested into Redstone, learn how it works and whatnot. And then potions came out.
Yeah.
So I got really into learning how to do potions.
But
I even made my own potion shop.
Yeah.
Well, now I just forget. Yeah. They did, yeah. They made it to where you need blaze powder to make potions. I don't know why they felt that was necessary.
Hard enough to get, you know,
yeah,
the blaze rod to make the potion stand.
I hate fighting blazes. They suck. And apparently they lag your Xbox out.
Oh, yeah. My Xbox is kind of old, you guys. So, like... So I don't like the updates because especially for someone like me who goes back to it every few months, there's always an update.
It takes forever.
So I'll be like, I want to play Minecraft and I won't be able to play it till the next day because it takes like 3 hours to update.
I felt that earlier today because with the Fallout 76 hype going on, I felt like playing Fallout 4 again. And God, I'm reminded how fun it is. It's such a good game. But I not only did I need to update my PlayStation, I needed to update, because I had uninstalled it to make room for other games.
Yeah.
Because I need to upgrade my storage space, what I need to do, but I never do that. So I had to reinstall the game as well as the DLC that I'd gotten so that compatibility was all good. And then, yeah, there was an update for my console itself. So I had to just set it and let it do its thing while I worked.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I've got good internet, so it didn't actually take too long.
That's good. Do you want to cut to our ad break really quick?
Sure.
Okay. Are you looking for some good, clean crafting fun? Have other sinful servers got you down?
Come on down to Holycraft, a good Christian Minecraft server where you can mine for ore, farm your crops, and praise the good Lord all in one place.
There are a few rules. No player-on-player conflict. No potion craft.
'Cause that's witchcraft.
And most importantly,
no swearing.
And don't try to log in on Sunday. The server will be down.
Because that's the Lord's day.
So come on over to Holycraft.
Good crafting for the good Lord.
You always laugh after our ad breaks.
Because they're always good.
Oh my god. I love the name Holycraft. We need to set up a Minecraft so it doesn't have to
be... There was more than one time before the ad break I had to stop myself from making a Christian Minecraft server joke.
Well, yeah.
And now I can make them. No swearing. This is a Christian Minecraft server.
That was... Oh, yeah, because at the beginning I kept wanting to swear. No swearing. No, it's fine. We should make a Minecraft server named Holycraft, though, because it's still funny to me. Can I tell you a little bit about my history with Minecraft?
Sure, but only if I can tell you mine after.
Sure. Well, I think we've kind of been talking about yours. But,
I'm old and ripe with stories of my age.
Okay. All right. I'm only a couple years younger than you, okay?
I'm talking about Minecraft age.
Oh. Okay. But when I started playing Minecraft, maybe freshman in high school.
Okay.
Ish. When did Minecraft come out?
You know, that's actually around when I started playing Minecraft. It's when I was a freshman.
When did it come out?
That's the thing is, I can't really tell you when it came out, because it kind of came out in, like, early access, like, back in 2010.
Okay, because I was a freshman in 2011.
But nobody knew. No, I'm sorry. Hold on. 2006.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was out for a while before my freshman year, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I started playing it in 2011, I think.
And, like, it was low-key out, as in it was just a guy going, hey, check out this game I'm making, but in Swedish.
So I started playing it because my brother wanted me to play it with him. And I got kind of into it. I didn't get it at first. I was like, I don't know what is this? I don't get it. And it was absolutely nothing like what I thought it was going to be, because I was like, this is a video game? Like, what am I doing here? But I got the hang of it a little bit afterward, but everyone was playing Minecraft at the time, including all the high school boys.
Ah, yeah.
So there was one guy, I'm not going to name anybody's names.
It's the Fortnite of 2008.
Yeah. So there was one guy who's a few years older than me, also in high school.
That makes sense.
Who, I guess took a liking to me, and I totally didn't know until later on. I thought we were just bros. And we would play Minecraft sometimes. What?
Please tell me he asked you to be his Minecraft GF.
No, this wasn't like that. No, he didn't have the guts to ask me ever to be his GF.
Not even a Minecraft GF?
No.
Oh, no.
There was no... That's why I didn't know, because we stopped hanging out just because it was like, I don't know, we didn't run into the same circles, but he had never brought anything like that up, but apparently later on was like, oh yeah, it was really, like, vibing. I was like, it was not vibing, because I had no idea.
What's this have to do with Minecraft?
Well, I just said we played Minecraft.
Oh, I missed
and
that part.
And this is the fun part, because, like, he and a couple other dudes would, like, flirt with me.
Did they give you, like, one of the red flower items in game?
He did. Okay, so he did give me a flower, which I did.
Nice.
I did put in my house. He helped me build a house. However, his other favorite thing was filling my house with water.
That's rude.
Yeah. So, yeah, this was something that the guys like to do, which was like, oh, it's not going to hurt anything. It's like, yeah, but I have to clean that up. What the hey?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a little frustrating. It was a lot of, like, pulling pigtails kind of stuff.
You know, people being mean in Minecraft actually, I don't want to say invented because I might be wrong, but it popularized the phrase griefing.
Oh.
Griefing came from Minecraft, and it was, yeah, when a player would intentionally cause grief on another player through acts just like that, like flooding houses.
Yeah.
Though not always with water.
Lava.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No,
he just did water.
No griefers.
But yeah, that's how boys would flirt, was through Minecraft. Because I just wanted to build stuff, and I liked having people help me build stuff. Because like I said, I don't get in deep, I don't experiment with stuff. I just like people to tell me how it works.
Being rude in Minecraft has to be the most high school way to flirt I've ever heard.
So, it was either that or... Man, they would want me to play... I'm, again, not going to name any names or any specific instances, except for this one, but also wanted me to play Black Ops a lot.
Of course.
But I'm not a first-person shooter gal.
That was a good game.
Always wanted to play the zombie waves. But you know me. I don't do these games.
This is true fact.
And I'm not good at them. Because I find them confusing, and it's very hard to pay attention to what's going on because there's so much happening on the screen.
Yeah, it's very fast-paced.
So, Yeah, they normally play Black Ops, and I'd be like, okay, and then I would be very bad at it, and then it was really funny to watch them be, like, a knight in shining armor and be like, I'll save you, don't die on me, like, yeah. Dog, I'm just gonna die again 5 minutes after this, it's okay.
You know, Nazi zombies, now just called zombies, because half the time they're no longer Nazis, was another game, well, I guess in this case game mode, that I got really into for a while. Mm.
So that was my high school experience with video games, which explains why I really didn't play a ton of them until I met you, who is attuned to my video game flavors.
Flavors, not free. Attuned to flavors.
Yeah.
Okay. My experience started with, I was in science class in high school, and I had a friend. He was one of those, like, politically incorrect friends, but not, he's not trying to be edgy, but he was kind of in the politically correct incorrect humor style.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of guy you'd see on 4chan, but he's not aggressively bad.
Mm-hmm.
He was a fun guy. He let me bum off of his Minecraft account for a while.
You had to have an account?
You've always had to have an account. Oh,
like
right.
A Microsoft
console
account?
No, because originally...
No, not Microsoft, whatever.
You're correct with Microsoft. Microsoft owns them now.
Okay.
But... Way, way back, you had to create an account because that's how they determined...
Oh, you were talking about this the other day, yeah.
That's how they determined whether or not you bought the game. You bought it online and they verified. Old school DRM. And he let me just bum off of his account for a while. And, I mean, eventually I got my own because I didn't want to keep bumming off of him. And, yeah, the open, do-whatever-you-want nature was just so unheard of at the time.
Literally do whatever you want. Like, it's really good,
like,
that way.
Sandbox games have existed before, but never this outwardly any direction. Like,
yeah.
And that's probably why this game has grown to become the biggest game of all time.
Yeah.
Statistically.
You can do, and like, I've done it a couple times where other people will make adventures and stuff that you can do. Like, not just game developers or whatever, but, like, just regular people making an adventure that you can just go jump into. And my favorite thing is they'll have signs that, like, tell you what you want to do as you're coming into their game that they made.
Yeah.
And then you go through and do it. So that's... I think that's really fun and adorable.
And, I mean, this is the same... I love this aspect of game. That's why I said Starbound I love so much, because it's like that, but it does it a little better, even. And I remember back in high school era, for whatever reason, me and a friend decided, how long can we play video games?
Oh,
let's find out.
Oh, no.
So I did. And my video game of choice, because I was thinking, what can I play
for a long time?
And I had chosen Minecraft.
Sure.
And I had straight up said, okay, here's a project. It's going to take absolutely forever, but I'm going to do that project because it'll keep me busy. The project was find a stronghold and flip it. Not like vertically, like renovationally. I went in, I replaced all of the broken stone brick with normal stone brick. I put carpets on the ground, I replaced the wood door, I filled in the gaps, got rid of the monsters, renovated a stronghold. It looked real good when I was done.
Oh my god.
Do you want to know how long I played video games straight?
3 days.
3 days straight? I'm talking about not stopping to eat. Well, I ate while playing. Bathroom breaks were the only exception. Like, no sleep.
3 days.
3 days. 72 hours.
I believe in you, baby.
I'm proud to... No. That's not the word. I'm flattered that you have such faith, but no.
2 days.
32 hours.
Almost 2 days.
32 hours. I could have kept going, but I had stopped. I looked. I was like, okay, 32. I kind of feel my fatigue. I'm content stopping here.
Okay.
32 hours straight. I don't think I've ever done anything 32 hours straight, short of breathing. I've not slept that long. I've been awake that long just through this transitive property, but whatever. I've played this game a lot. I don't know. Another thing, if you look at the content available when I was actively playing, I can tell you that back and forth. Mm-hmm. I know complicated tricks, tips, methods, and all that jazz.
Yeah, you helped me out with a couple things, and I'm going to actually say those things that you've helped me out with. One of them, I built a very Chinese architecture-inspired tower in the fireworks world. Yeah, and I put fireworks all along the top of it. Like, I put dispensers.
Yes.
All around the top level. So that, and I looked at him and I said, I need a way to flip one switch and all of these will start going off. And so he helped me with all the redstone repeaters and stuff and hooked them all up so that if I walk up there and I flip one lever, all of my dispensers will start firing off fireworks. And so you stand at the top of the tower and you can see all of the fireworks going off in the night sky, and it's the coolest thing.
Oh, yeah, because of all the things, redstone was my best thing, because at its basic level, it's binary.
Yeah.
So if you know programming logic, you can more or less do anything. And people have done that. They've made incredible things. They've literally recreated whole computers in Minecraft. Wow. It's mind-boggling, even from my standpoint, but I was on a server called the Collective Geniuses.
Yeah.
And you know who ran it. I can't say it because names.
Kick him in.
My neighbor's older brother.
Oh, okay. I don't know that person, but...
But you know the family.
I know of them, yes.
They had a server, and I was dubbed the Redstone Genius.
Does he know about this podcast?
You know, I don't know.
You need to tell him.
He was the host of the podcast festival, so I feel like it must have brought it up.
Both of them.
The neighbor as well?
Yeah. How doesn't he know?
I feel weird self-advertising.
I do too.
Anyway, I know a lot of redstone. I get very excited about redstone.
The second thing that you helped me with was in my sci-fi world, I built a nightclub.
Oh, yeah.
And I had initially put glowstones underneath a floor of multicolored color glass.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it would be really cool if, you know, I could get some kind of effect going here with the lights. And you were like, never fear, I got this. Except that he did, like, I mentioned this to him while we were playing in Mineral and I was building the barn. So I had the framework of the barn up. And then Brandon is like, oh, you know what? I can do a thing for that if you want me to. And I was like, what thing? And so he builds this exactly what he's going to do.
An impromptu. And it was.
It's a blinking repeater.
It's a blinking light.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just showed you the underwiring of a blinking light.
A loop of redstone and repeaters where it will, like, do a loop of blinking lights.
Yeah, it takes so long for the signal to make a full circle that it doesn't fully connect. So it's never in a constant on state. It's in a looping state. Mm-hmm.
So we put that underneath the floor of the club. So now when you walk in, it's constantly flashing and looking really cool.
If I had more time and resources, I could have also done the thing where...
We were in creative mode. You had all the resources.
Yeah, but I didn't think about it at the time either. You know the beacon light things?
Yeah.
If you were to put those deep underground and then put glass passages... You know if you put glass over top of the line, it changes the color of the beam?
Oh, that's cool.
Also, if you put a regular block, it blocks it off. So put a few pyramids underground, put glass passageways going up, and then put pistons to go over top on command, add another looping thing going on, and you can basically have a multicolor laser show going pew, 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 pew in different corners. And that's what I love. I love how creative I get to be.
Yeah,
with
you can do whatever you want.
The thing I was saying earlier is I was trying to figure out how to make an elevator.
Yes.
And a common way to do this is a bunch of pistons that take one at a time, push out, up a line, up an elevator shaft. But on the end of them are stair blocks. Because if a regular block pushes into you, it squishes you. If a stair block pushes into you, it pushes you up the stair block. Like a ramp. So left, right, stair, 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 stair. It just pushes you up the ramp.
Oh.
The problem, however, is I did this on an online server, and the server lag would cause you to get stuck in the stairs anyway.
Okay.
And I spent a lot of time trying to get... I tried slowing it down. Still didn't help. I tried everything. Now I'm realizing I should have just made it out of a boat.
Yeah. I was wondering why you didn't just make a box and put those pistons underneath.
Well, it's a pool. Yeah. Yeah, pool on the bottom. If I want to go down, I get in the boat and I drop down. If I want to go up, press a button, water pours, and I ride up. Maybe I did try it.
You should have that. I have two very, 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 very tall buildings right outside of that nightclub that you can help me. Because right now, the elevator I'm using is a waterfall.
I wonder how ender pearls work in that regard.
I wouldn't know.
Because I know if you throw an ender pearl, it teleports you to where it lands.
Ah, yeah.
But what if you were to put it in a piston? Not a piston, a dispenser. It probably wouldn't work.
Launch it. We'll have to test it.
Now I'm in my, like, experimental thinky phase.
I'm actually dying because it's so hot in here.
It is very warm in here.
And I'm, like, not getting enough airflow, so maybe we should wrap this up.
Should I fan you with my closet
clothing? We should wrap this up.
Okay, it's actually about time anyway.
Yeah.
I've said more or less everything I wanted to
say.
I
mean, if you don't know about Minecraft by now, you should get the game and figure it out because it is a good game.
It's on, consoles, mobile devices, PC.
Oh, yeah, I have it on my iPad, actually.
There's more than one PC version,
too. Pocket Edition right on here.
Because it's made from Java, which I could talk all day about that, but I won't.
Or we won't.
Because we're ending it. So, housekeeping. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. I don't know why I did it that way. The reviews help us get seen by more people because it makes us go higher up on the charts. Kind of like a survival of the fittest, except instead of fittest, it's the podcastiest. You can also follow us on Twitter at Cozy Co-op Podcast and on Facebook under the same name. Give some feedback. Tell us about a game you want to talk about.
You want us to talk about.
Yeah. Tell us games you want us to talk about. Give input about a game we're going to talk about. Or an input on a game we did talk about.
We did get a suggestion for Shadow of Mordor. We should do that soon.
Oh, yeah. That's on the list, just not placed in a spot.
We should just do that next.
Not the other one?
Hammerwatch. Yeah.
Well, you think about that.
No, I think since that was a submission, I think we should do that one.
That makes
next.
Sense. You have to play it then.
I have played it, you butt.
You have to keep playing.
All right, fine.
You're not far enough yet. I can't tell you why. It's spoilers.
Oh my gosh. I haven't played half the games that you want to
talk about. I can't spoil
it
for the audience. You can also send us an email at cozycoop@thelizardrock.com with all of that feedback previously mentioned. Thelizardrock.com is where I post video game news and stuff. Monday through Friday, I got news. This week's been a bit weird because of E3. I've been making posts that's a summary of each major press event. If you heard something I said today in the whole E3 beginning part, check out my site. It has a thing that'll expand on it in greater detail.
Are you done?
I think I'm done. I think that's everything. Give us that outro.
That's it for us today. Cozy up with us next week on The Cozy Co-op.
Outro music.
Out 2P.
Kick the microphone.
Yeah.
Goodbye.